Blog Talk Radio.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole.
Uh-huh.
And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. Put fright in me and now we flee from fallen leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we are as wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray and pursue. Rebellious of the son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejecting the reproof. Then acknowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God's decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling it Sam. Made us worship the son of man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exhaust the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Your soul, y'all magnify, y'all cut it straight.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Giving all praises, all glory unto the mighty Yah. I'm saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. And welcome again to the broadcast, Nothing But the Truth. I'm your host tonight, this evening, Morey Ishya Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati. In for Morey Ishya Yisrael, here to bring you nothing but the truth. We praise Yah to all our internet and listening audience for being able to join us this evening, today, to hear the words of the mighty Yah. For we know the only reason that you are tuning into us is because of your great fear and your great love towards the Most High, who is Yahweh. And who is this Yahweh? Yahweh is the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Yahweh is the King, the Judge, and the only lawgiver of Israel in the world. And Yahweh is the only Savior of Israel and the only Redeemer of Israel and the world. Hallelujah. And we're going to bring you nothing but the truth today. And today is a great day, a beautiful day, because today is the day of the new month. It's the fourth month according to Yahweh's signs, seasons, days, and years, which you might commonly call a calendar. It is the fourth month, Hebrew month, according to Yah's Sabbath of years. I say it in that manner to differentiate between all the different and various calendars the world is following. Of course, the majority of the world adheres to the Gregorian calendar, given its name because of Pope Gregory in the 1500s, who changed the Julian calendar from beginning in April to beginning in January. That was the change that was made for the Gregorian calendar. And most of the world follows this Julian Gregorian calendar. Then a lot of our Hebrew brothers and sisters follow the Jewish calendar in some form or fashion. But we're declaring the beginning of Yah's months according to Yah's word. Hallelujah. And it is the fourth month, so happy fourth month. Praise the mighty Yah. And we're going to speak about Yah's word today. We're going to speak about what makes Yisrael holy. What makes Yisrael holy? Because Yisrael, we are a holy people. Let me show you that. Go to the book. I think we'll start with Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter. In Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, says in the first verse, ye are the children of Yahweh, your Elohim. That's who we are, Yahweh's children. That's right. We're the Most High's children. That's who laid claim to us. We don't have to go and try to figure out who our father is. Yahweh is our father. He said that you are the children of Yahweh, your Elohim. Ye shall not cut yourselves nor make you any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For thou art an holy people unto Yahweh, thy Elohim. And Yahweh have chosen thee to be a peculiar people unto himself above all the nations that are upon the earth. Therefore, we holy, because Yahweh said it. Also, in the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter, start at the 4th verse, where it says, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and and holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And just to make this statement holy, go to the book of Leviticus, the 11th chapter, and read Leviticus 11. I'm in Numbers. Go to Leviticus, the 11th chapter, and let's read the 44th verse. It says, "For I am Yahweh your Elohim. You shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall ye defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. For I am Yahweh that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your Elohim. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy." Israel, we're holy. Yahweh said we're holy people. We're a holy nation. We, the children of Israel, we, the children of Yahweh Elohecha, Yahweh our Elohim, the children of Yahweh of hosts, the children of Yahweh, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the children of Israel, we are holy. Yahweh said we're holy. And you can't argue that fact. You can't go back on that. The only thing you can do is defile yourself so you can say, look, I'm not holy. Then you become something different. You become a child of Belial because now you're defiling yourself purposefully for the simple fact to say that, look, I'm not holy. And our people don't realize how much we do this. Now, let me show you. What makes Israel holy? Now, I showed you that Yahweh said we holy, but Yahweh did something to establish our holiness. Go to the book of Exodus, the 31st chapter. Exodus 31, verse 12. It states in Exodus 31, verse 12, "And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily, my Shabbats, my Sabbaths, ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am Yahweh that doth sanctify you." You see that? The Most High just told you how he establishes our holiness. Read it to you one more time. Verse 13. "Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am Yahweh that does sanctify you." The reason we keep the Sabbaths is for us to come to the acknowledgement, to come to the realization, to come to the fact and the truth, to stand in the reality that we holy. It is the Shabbat that sanctifies Israel. It is the Sabbath day that establishes our holiness. With this is how we are made holy. That's why the Sabbaths are set apart. Yahweh said in verse 14, "Ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it is holy unto you." everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. And once you cut off, you're not with Yah's people no more. And if you don't keep the Shabbat day, then you have been cut off. And you have became unholy because you rejected the thing that makes you holy. Yahweh said in verse 15, 6 days may work be done, but the seventh, in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Yah. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days, Yahweh made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. This, brothers and sisters, is so vitally important, and it can't be stressed enough that it is the Sabbath day that makes us holy, which means believe for 1 second that we're not able to hold up Yah's Sabbath day wherever we're at, then you're stepping into dangerous waters. If you didn't know what made you holy, now you know. If you want to know why the Sabbath is so important and why we come to the Shabbat services and why that's such an important thing, it is because this is where Yah said we're to know that he has sanctified us in the Sabbath. Let me show you what the Most High said he does with these Sabbaths. What did he say we're to be sanctified from this? Go to the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter. In Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, we're going to start reading verse 10. He said, wherefore I caused them to go forth out of the land of Egypt and brought them into the wilderness, and I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh that sanctifies them. See what happens in the Sabbath day? You come to the fact that you are sanctified by Yah. This is how you get to know the Most High, in the Sabbath days, amongst the Sabbaths. You're going to know Yahweh. You're going to learn about Yahweh. You're going to spend time with Yahweh. You're going to hear the words of Yahweh. You're going to hear the praises of Yahweh. You're going to hear the blessings of Yahweh. This is where you hear Yahweh loves you, how deeply he loves you, what he's going to do for you, what he's doing for you, what he has done for you. This is why we got to keep the Sabbath. Yahweh said in verse 13, but the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. And let me tell you, we're rebelling against him even unto this very day. How are we rebelling? We're rebelling because we don't know what makes us holy. We don't want to acknowledge what makes us holy. we don't want to adhere to what makes us holy. What Israel does is we get wrapped up in people, places, and things, but we don't get wrapped up in the word of Yah. He already let us know that it's the Sabbath that will sanctify us. It will let you know that it is Yahweh who sanctifies you. So not only is it the Sabbath that makes you holy, it's Yahweh sanctifying you at that time. Yahweh ultimately is the one that makes you holy, but he makes you holy through the Shabbat. This is why the Sabbath is an everlasting covenant, and its order is the third everlasting covenant. The first everlasting covenant is the covenant of circumcision. The second everlasting covenant is the covenant of the Ten Commandments, or the covenant of the law. And the third everlasting covenant, the Sabbath day. In Yah's order, the order of three is holy. Yah's messenger is holy. Yah's servant is holy. And he sanctified his messenger and his servant on the Sabbath day. That's how he sanctifies Israel. As a matter of fact, let me show you what Yahweh did in the book of Exodus, the 16th chapter. Of Exodus chapter 16, in verse 1 it says, "And they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month, after their departing out of the land of Egypt." So notice, brothers and sisters, that the second month after coming out of Egypt, Yahweh is about to do something. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moshe and Aharon in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, "Would to Elohim we had died by the hand of Yah in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole family, assembly with hunger." Then said Yahweh unto Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily." And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, "At even, then ye shall know that Yahweh hath brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning, then ye shall see the glory of Yahweh, for that he heareth your murmurings against Yahweh. And what are we that ye murmur against us?" And Moses said, "This shall be, when Yahweh shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full, for that Yahweh heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against Yahweh." So before we go even forward, understand the message. First off, when you murmur against Yahweh's messengers, you're not murmuring against Yahweh's messengers. You're murmuring against Yahweh. When you complaining and talking against Yahweh's messengers, you're talking and complaining against Yahweh. That doesn't mean you can't complain about a wicked person, whether they call themselves a messenger of Yah or not. But it does mean when a real, true messenger of the Most High speaks the word of Yah and says that you must keep Yah's Shabbat in all your generations, all your dwellings, and you murmur against that, you murmur against Yahweh. And he let us know your murmurings aren't against Yahweh's messengers, but it's against Yahweh. Verse 9 says, and Moses spake unto Aaron, say to all, unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before Yahweh, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of Yahweh appeared in the cloud. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread. And ye shall know that I am Yahweh your Elohim. And it came to pass that at even the quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which Yahweh hath given you to eat. This is the thing which Yahweh hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man, according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are is in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning. And it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them, because our people have it in us to not listen to the messengers of the Most High. And if you don't listen to the messengers of the Most High, then you miss out on your blessing. You miss out on your prosperity. You miss out on the word of Yah. So Moses was upset that you didn't listen. And they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man. And all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. Because why? Because they said, hey, I thought we was just supposed to gather enough for one day. Now look, they're gathering more than enough. Why the rulers going to Moses? Because they didn't listen to him in the first place. Why didn't the rulers listen to Moses in the first place? Because Israel's hard-headed. And he said unto them, this is that which Yahweh has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto Yah. Bake that which ye will bake today, and seethe that which ye will seethe. And that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. So why did they gather twice as much? Because the next day is the Sabbath. And they lay it up until the morning, and Moses bathed. And it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath unto Yahweh. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it came to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for to gather, and they found none. And Yahweh said unto Moses, how long refuse you to keep my commandments and my laws? See, for that Yahweh hath given you the Sabbath. Therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. And this is because the Sabbath is a day of rest. The Sabbath is holy. Yahweh taught us through this situation how you to keep the Sabbath day. You to rest. 6 days you go out and you gather, but on the seventh day you don't gather in. You don't gather in on the Sabbath day because it's a day of rest. And if you're not going to listen to Yahweh, you're refusing to keep his laws. He already let us know that we were rebelling against him. When you don't keep the Sabbath, you refuse to keep his laws. Just like when the people came out, Yahweh said, these people are rebelling against me. They're murmuring against me. They refuse to keep my laws. And I'm going to see, and I'm going to test them to see if they're going to keep my law. Well, Yahweh has never stopped testing us with the Sabbath day. He's never stopped testing us with the Sabbath day. Go to the book of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. In Jeremiah chapter 17, start reading at verse 20. Let's start reading at verse 19. Thus said Jeremiah 17, verse 19. Thus said Yahweh unto me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, whereby the kings of Yehuda come in, and by the which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem, and say unto them, hear ye the word of Yahweh, you kings of Yehuda, and all Yehuda, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem that enter in by these gates. Thus saith Yahweh, take heed to yourselves, and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem, neither carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, neither do ye any work, but hallow the Sabbath day, as I commanded your fathers. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear, nor receive instruction. And it shall come to pass, if ye diligently hearken unto me, saith Yahweh, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day to do no work therein, then shall there enter in the gates of this city kings and princes sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, they and their princes, the men of Yehuda and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever. And they shall come from the cities of Yehuda and from the places about Jerusalem and from the land of Benjamin and from the plain and from the mountains and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices and meat offerings and incense and bringing sacrifices of praise unto the house of Yah. But if you will not hearken unto me to hallow the Sabbath and not to bear a burden, even entering in at the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then will I kindle a fire in the gates thereof, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. What do you think our people did? Obviously, as we stand and sit and lay and walk and breathe in our captivity today, our ancestors did not hearken to Yah about the Sabbath day. Yahweh said, look, keep the Sabbath and you will remain a kingdom forever. But if you don't, you will not be here in this place. Your palaces will burn. Your gates will burn. You won't have gates if you don't keep the Sabbath day. Therefore, what do we have today? We have our people still not hearkening unto Yahweh about the Sabbath day. Yahweh has tested Israel with the Sabbath because this is what will show us if we want to be holy or not. If you want to know Yahweh or if you do not want to know Yahweh, the Sabbath day is here to prove you. Go to the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter. Yahweh uses the Sabbath day to test us. Yahweh uses the Sabbath day to prove us. Yahweh uses the Sabbath day to see if we want to know him or not. You want to be holy? Well, let's see if you want to do what you got to do to be holy. Number one thing, keep the Sabbath day if you want to be holy. You already holy if you're an Israelite, but if you want to accept your holiness or if you want to reject your holiness, it's up to you. In Isaiah 58, let's start reading at verse 13. Yahweh says, if you turn your foot away from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yah, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in Yahweh. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Yaakov, thy father. For the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. And you know what I realized? I realized that the people that don't want to keep the Sabbath day, that want to find a reason to not keep the Sabbath day, they don't delight themselves in the Most High. You hear what Yahweh said? Yahweh said, if you call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yah. When did Yahweh ever say the Sabbath isn't holy? Our people are claiming that the Sabbath day is not holy anymore because we're not in our land. Our people are claiming the Sabbath day is not holy anymore because Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Our people are claiming the Sabbath day isn't holy anymore because Muhammad went up into this mothership on the sixth day of the week. Our people are claiming the Sabbath isn't holy anymore because now all of a sudden they're African spiritualists. But Yahweh never removed holiness from the Sabbath day. Yahweh said, if you call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of Yah, it's holy to Yahweh. It might not be holy to some deity that you got to burn a tree down for, but it's holy to Yahweh. Honorable, and thou shalt honor him, not doing thine own words, nor finding thine own pleasures, nor speaking thine own words. Then you shall delight yourself in Yahweh. You see what happens when you keep the Sabbath? You delight yourself in the Most High. But if you come to Yah's Sabbath, speaking your own words, finding your own pleasures, doing your own thing, pointing the finger on the Sabbath day, you're not finding a delight. You're not calling the Sabbath honorable. You're not praising Yahweh on his holy day. You're doing your own thing, and you'll eventually meet yourself out of Yahweh's holy convocation, of Yahweh's holy day. And you're not going to call Yahweh day holy, and you're not going to delight yourself, and you're not going to delight yourself in Yahweh. And you won't be able to ride upon the high places of the earth and be fed with the heritage of Yaakov, our father. These things won't happen unless you keep the Sabbath day. But Yahweh has tested us and is testing us and will continue to test us with his holy Shabbat. Now look what the Most High Yah let us know about this great, honorable, holy, and delightsome day in the book of Isaiah, the 66th chapter. In Isaiah chapter 66, let me get there. All right. Isaiah chapter 66, we're going to go, let's start reading. I'll get right to it. Verse 19. Yahweh says, and I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal, Yavon, and to the isles afar off, that have not heard of my fame, neither have seen my glory, And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles, and they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yahweh out of all nations, upon horses and in chariots and in litters and upon mules and upon swift beasts, to my holy mountain Jerusalem. And Yahweh, as the children of Israel, save Yahweh, as the children of Israel bring an offering in a clean vessel in the house of Yah. And I will also take of them priests and for Levites, saith Yah. And as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, saith Yahweh, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new month to another, like today is the new month, and from one Sabbath to another, like tomorrow is the Sabbath, shall all flesh come worship before me, saith Yah. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worms shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. And they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. And when you transgress against Yah, you ain't keeping the Sabbath. But Yah's letting us know that he's always going to have this Sabbath. In all of the world, when he makes it new and refreshes it and replenishes it and makes it a new heaven, and the heavens are clean, no longer with the smog and all the pollution floating in the sky, and the earth is refreshed and new, no longer is the earth defiled under the inhabitants thereof. One Sabbath and one new month to another shall all flesh come and worship. But those that transgress, you get the fire. And Yahweh is letting us know that this is what he uses so that we may know that it is he, Yahweh, that does sanctify us. This is how we become holy. This is what makes us holy. Now go to the book of Isaiah, the 56th chapter. Moray Isaiah taught all week about who is a stranger. And not only does Yahweh use the Sabbath to sanctify his people, Israel, also holding up the Sabbath for anybody, the stranger and the homeborn, anyone that wants to attach themselves unto Yah, you must partake in the Sabbath day. In Isaiah 56, thus saith Yah, verse 1, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness is to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it. Y'all hear that? Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it. Yet and still, other religions, other people that want to go off of their own doctrines will tell you that you can't keep the Sabbath, that the Sabbath is done away with, that matter of fact, all of the laws are done away with. Yahweh said, blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. If you want to be blessed, human beings, as they say, children of Adam, mankind, if you want to be blessed, don't pollute the Sabbath. You pollute the Sabbath, we pollute the Sabbath by not keeping it holy. Yahweh sanctify the Sabbath day. Hold this, Isaiah, and go to Genesis, the second chapter. Let me show you how Yahweh sanctified the Sabbath day. And Yahweh didn't sanctify the Sabbath day with any priest. This is how he sanctified the Sabbath day. In Genesis 2 and 1, it says, thus the heavens and earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that it in he had rested from all his work which Elohim created and made. What this means is Sabbath day from the beginning of time is holy, because Yahweh sanctified it from Jump Street, from the get-go, from the beginning, from the top of the thing, from the start. Yahweh sanctified the Sabbath day. Yahweh didn't make a Levite, and then he had the Levite burn a morning sacrifice and an evening sacrifice, and then he sanctified it. Yahweh didn't make Jerusalem and build a temple, and then he sanctified it. Yahweh didn't make Christ and kill him and have his blood spilled and sanctify. Yahweh sanctified the Sabbath day on the seventh day, because he finished all his work, because he ceased from all his work, because he set this part of the day, he set this day apart, because this day he did something that he never did with all the other days, which is rest. The other 6 days he worked. On the seventh day, Yah rested. And since Yah rested and he ceased from all his work, Yahweh declared, Yahweh himself, Yahweh the Elohim of Elohim, Yahweh the King of Kings, Yahweh the only lawgiver, Yahweh declared that the seventh day is holy. He said, again, he sanctified it. That's what it says in, ironically, the third verse of Genesis 2 and 3. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Sanctify and holy is the same thing. It's set apart. Yahweh set this day apart. No one else, no one can lay claim to setting the Sabbath day apart except Yahweh, the only one, the only Elohim. Yahweh sanctified the Sabbath day. Why? Because that in it he had rested from all his work, which Elohim created and made. You can't argue this. You can't go against this. You can't change this. All you can do is reject this. And that's what many of our people are doing, rejecting the word of the Most High and saying that this isn't holy anymore. But Yahweh already let us know that this day is holy. And if you pollute it, it's because we work. We do our own thing. Back to Isaiah 56. In Isaiah 56, the first verse said, thus saith Yahweh, keep ye judgment and justice, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness is to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this. Of course you're going to be blessed if you do this, because Yahweh blessed it. Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day. Blessed is the man that do this. Why? Because Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day. So of course you're going to be blessed if you do this, because Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day. So you'll be blessed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it. Everybody on earth, you can be blessed if you don't pollute the Sabbath day. If you don't pollute the Sabbath day, when the Sabbath day comes, you say, oh, I'm stopping all my work. I'm not going to work. I'm not going to do my own thing. I'm going to rest in Yahweh. And keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of man, son of the stranger that hath joined himself unto Yahweh, speak, saying, Yahweh hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith Yahweh unto the eunuch that keepeth my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also, the sons of the stranger that join themselves unto Yahweh to serve him and to love the name of Yahweh, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taking hold of my covenant. Do you see, brothers and sisters? Do you see the whole world? You can be blessed. You can be chosen by Yah if you just stop polluting the Sabbath day. And once you stop polluting the Sabbath day, that's why the other things follow. That's why you take hold of the covenant. That's why you stay away from evil. Because it is the Sabbath day that Yahweh made. And he said, this is so you will know that it is Yahweh who sanctified you. And Yahweh is going to show you how he sanctifies you. His word, his ways, the ways that Yahweh has shown us, these are all holy. And you learn it on the Sabbath. You talk about it on the Sabbath. You read about it on the Sabbath. You sing about it on the Sabbath. You inquire about it on the Sabbath. You praise Yahweh about it on the Sabbath. Because this is the day that Yahweh has made to be blessed, to be sanctified, so that everyone can rest. And Yahweh not only chose the Sabbath day, but he has Sabbaths for us to indulge in the relationship of holiness. Now let me tell you, before I get to that part, the other nations, the other religions, the other schools of thought, they don't want to keep the Sabbath day. And they're constantly trying to make us not keep the Sabbath day. And a lot of our people have fallen into the trap that the Sabbath day is something to throw away. For instance, Christianity is a prime example. Christianity will teach you, let me find that scripture. It's in the book of Colossians, the New Testament, in the book of Colossians. It says in the, let's see. I'm going to start in the 11th verse. It says, in whom also are ye circumcised, with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. You see, they don't even want you to be circumcised under the covenant that Yahweh made with Abraham. The New Testament wants you to be circumcised under Christ. And Christ, according to the New Testament, was a Hebrew. So he was circumcised in the manner of Hebrews, which is on the eighth day. So I don't know what other circumcision there is. But verse 12 said, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. Yahweh never spoke of raising a single man from the dead that you will be baptized in. This is a lie. This is how they're setting this up. And you, being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened. They're trying to tell you that if you believe in Christ, you don't have to be circumcised, and your sins are dead, together with him having forgiven you for all trespasses. They're trying to let you think that Christ forgave you. And who is Christ? He's not Yahweh. Blotting out the handwriting of the ordinances that was against us. Do you hear what he's saying? They're saying Christ blotted out the handwriting. What's the only handwriting we care about? The Ten Commandments that Yahweh wrote with his own finger and delivered it to Moses. That's the only handwriting that we're going to be caring about. But they're letting you know that Christ blotted out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. And they're letting you know right here in Colossians, the second chapter, the 14th verse, that the law of the Most High is against them. Who's them? Well, Colossians is a letter to some place named Colossian or Colossus, a Gentile place, a place of the Greeks. The law of Yahweh is against the Greeks. Why? Because the Greeks like to meddle in homosexuality, bestiality, idolatry, observance of times, necromancy, wizardry, witchcraft. Well, the law is against you, and they're admitting it. Say the law was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shoe of them openly, triumphing over them in it. I don't know when that happened. Let no man, here's the kicker here, verse 16, let no man, therefore, judge you in meat. So don't let nobody come and tell you it's wrong to eat swine. Or in drink. Don't let nobody tell you it's wrong to drink blood. Or in respect of a holy day. Don't let nobody tell you you can't keep Christmas. And you must keep the Passover. Don't let nobody tell you that. Or of the new moon. Don't let nobody tell you got to keep the new months or the new moons. Or of the Sabbath days. Don't let nobody tell you got to keep the Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. They let you know all that was a shadow of things to come. That was all done as a foreshadowing to Christ. Now that he's come, he put all that on the cross, and you don't got to deal with it no more. That's a bold-faced lie. That's a bold-faced lie. Because Christ kept the Sabbath, because all the apostles kept the Sabbath, because not one man on the planet, not one man in the earth, not one man in the heaven or the seas, nobody can change the law of Yah. What did Yahweh say in Isaiah the 40th chapter? Yahweh said in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, it says, the grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, but the word of our Elohim shall stand forever. So who is this Colossian? Who is this Paul? Who is this Christ of the New Testament? Who is this Peter? Who is this John the Baptist? Who is this to come and tell us that we don't have to keep the Sabbath? This is a nobody. Because Yahweh said that his word will stand forever. Paul's dead. Peter's dead, John's dead, Christ is dead, but Yahweh's word never dies, never. So anybody teaching that we don't have to keep the Sabbath day, and they're coming from the Christian religion, the most major religion on the planet of Earth, the greatest religion that defies the Sabbath day and tries to have everybody worship some man on a Sunday, on the first day of the week. Their own Catholic religion made a decree years ago and decreed that they will no longer worship on the Sabbath day, that they will start worshiping on the first day of the week, which they call Sunday. Yahweh never declared that. What's the words of some pope to tell us when to worship Yahweh? They're not worshiping Yahweh anyway. So that decree that they made means nothing to us. You have this major teaching in the world today where it has the children of Israel disregarding Yahweh's holy day. But we're here to teach you today. We're here to show you today. We're here to magnify Yahweh today, that his Sabbath has never been done away with. Because this is the thing that makes you holy. Look at the book of Daniel. Let me show you how important this thing is. In the book of Daniel, 7th chapter. I'm going to start reading in the third verse. It says, thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down, and break it in pieces. Now, who's this fourth kingdom? You're standing in it today. The whole earth. The entire earth. That includes where you at right now, wherever you're at, hearing my voice. It includes that place. The fourth beast has devoured the entire earth. This fourth kingdom has devoured the entire earth. The fourth beast is in rulership right now. And it shall devour the whole earth and tread it down and break it in pieces. Why do you think you have so many different countries? So many different places. It used to not be like that. You used to have nations that was based in families. The lands was based in the families, and you didn't have. Now you have one country, for instance, take the country of Spain. The various people that live in Spain, they're not all of the same family. And even if they are, they done chop themselves up into different little sections and quarters. Why? Because the fourth beast done broke this whole thing up. Now they got to find out how to come back. They're trying to come back together. European Union, African Union, Asian Union, American Union, the United Nations. Why? Because the fourth beast broke this whole thing up. In verse 24, and the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings, and he shall speak great words against the Most High. Like Moray Isaiah taught, and like it's happening. This king you got ruling today, everything he do is great. To Korea, North Korea, and said this is the greatest thing a president has ever done in Korea. Everything he do is great. This man decided to enact and make a decree that would form a new division of the United States military called Space Command. Yes, Space Command. This is a situation in which this man wants to reach into the highest of heights, wants to go up into the heavens and rule it with his military. That's why he said he will speak great things against the Most High, great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, the holy ones of the Most High. And think to change times as they have done, and laws as they have done, and they shall be given into his hand until the time and time and dividing of times. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given unto the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Now, if you don't want to be holy, then you don't want to inherit the kingdom. That's what you're missing out on, talking about the Sabbath ain't holy, because it's the Sabbath that Yahweh gave as a sign so that we may know that it is Yahweh that sanctify us. Now, you don't want to be sanctified. You don't want this kingdom. You don't want to be returned to your homeland. You don't want reparations and repatriation and liberation and salvation. But Yahweh said he's going to give the kingdom to the saints. Those are the holy ones. He's going to take it away from this man that's speaking great things, that's trying to enact a space command to rule the heavens. Go to the book Where were we going? We're going to the book of Psalms 50. In Psalms 50. And we're going to begin reading in the fifth verse, where it says, "Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice." The Sabbath day is a sacrifice. The Sabbath day is a test. The Sabbath day is here to prove if you will do Yah's law or not. If you're going to sacrifice your pride, if you're going to sacrifice your own words, are you going to sacrifice your own ways? Are you going to sacrifice your own pleasures? Are you going to sacrifice your haughtiness? Are you going to sit that down? Are you going to sacrifice? Are you going to sacrifice weekend pay? Are you going to sacrifice that? Are you going to sacrifice the football game, the basketball game? Are you going to sacrifice the beach all day? Are you going to sacrifice whatever you want to do on that day and stop polluting it and keep it holy and make a covenant with Yah by sacrifice and become one of his saints? Anybody that doesn't want to do this amongst the Hebrews, the children of Israel, all you're saying is you don't want to be a saint of Yah. Claim and lay hold to the words of the Most High if you don't want to lay hold to the thing that he said that he uses so that you may know that it is Yahweh that you are sanctified. Nobody that says that they can't keep the Sabbath and then in the same breath tell you that they are a child of Yah, they don't know what they're talking about. The Sabbath day is that important. Which brings me to the next point. If the Sabbath day is so important that Yahweh uses it so that we may know that it is him that does sanctify us, how is Yahweh going to show us who he is on the Sabbath day? What is he going to do? Does Yahweh come down in the pillar of a cloud every Sabbath day and start talking to us to let us know that he's holy? To let us know that he sanctified us? What is Yahweh doing? What is it that Yahweh is doing on the Sabbath day that lets us know it is Yahweh that does sanctify us? Go to the book of Leviticus, the 23rd chapter. And then we're going to find out. Leviticus 23. We're going to begin reading in the third verse. 6 days work shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and holy convocation. Ye shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. That lets me know right there. There's not a place I can go that I want to call my dwellings. There's not a place I can go on earth. There's not a place I can go in the seas. There's not a place I can go in the heavens and say I dwell and cannot keep the Sabbath day. If I decide to become an astronaut and go to the International Space Station and sleep there and live there and eat there for 6 months, 8 months, 10 months, 1 week, 1 day, 1 month, 1 year, 10 years, the rest of my life, if I dwell in a space station in the heavens, I got to keep the Sabbath day. If I call myself being some kind of seaman and I sail the seven seas and I sleep in a boat that floats upon the seas, I got to keep the Sabbath day. If I live anywhere on the earth, whether it be Alaska, Antarctica, Hawaii, Zimbabwe, India, Japan, Tanzania, it don't matter where I'm at. Got to keep the Sabbath day. Because that's what all your dwellings mean. And Yahweh said, hold a holy convocation. Because there's something he wants you to find out. This convocation means gathering, a holy gathering, a set apart gathering. It's not a club gathering. It's not a conference meeting with your job. This is not a Farmer's Day market gathering. This is not a book club. This is a holy gathering, a holy convocation. What is it that we're supposed to find out? How is Yahweh letting us know it is him that has sanctified us on this day? I mean, what are we supposed to do? Just not move? And we're miraculously and magically supposed to realize it is Yahweh? Is he coming down in a pillar of fire or in a pillar of cloud? Is he coming down in the mothership? Is he erupting a volcano? What is he doing? Well, first off, we got to have a holy convocation. Well, I'll show you what he's doing. Go to the book of 2 Kings. In the book of 2 Kings, I believe I want the what chapter is that? 2 Kings. I done lost the chapter for a second. I'm going to remember it real quickly, excuse me. Oh, man. I usually go to this chapter all the time. Give me quiet. Let me remember this chapter. Where she went to get the man of Elohim. 2 Kings. Ooh. Can't believe I forgot it. Is it the 22nd chapter? No. Well, I forgot. I can't believe I forgot this scripture. Let me look it up. I usually know that scripture off the top of my head like it's nothing. Excuse me for a second. Fourth chapter. Aha. 2 Kings chapter 4. Let's go here. Excuse me. I had a brain blank. Brain went blank. 2 Kings is going to the 4th chapter, and we are going to go to verse 17. It says, and the woman conceived and bare a son at that season, that Elisha had said unto her according to the time of life. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day. And he went out to his father to the reapers. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said unto the lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon, and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of Elohim, and shut the door upon him, and went all unto her husband, and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of Elohim and come again. Now look, the reason I'm going here is because she wanted to go find the man of Elohim. She needed to go see him. And it wasn't the Sabbath day. They was working. Her husband was working on this day. So you know this wasn't no Sabbath day. And he said, verse 23, wherefore will you go to him today? It is neither new month nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Why did her husband say that? Because that's who you go to on the Sabbath day. The man of Elohim. That's who you should go to on the day of the new month. The man of Elohim. Why? You're supposed to have this holy convocation, and the man of Elohim is the one you should go to. Look in the book of Numbers, the 10th chapter. Because Yahweh said, you shall know it is Yahweh that does sanctify you. And in Numbers, the 10th chapter, in the first verse, it says, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, make you two trumpets of silver. Of a whole piece shall you make them, that you may use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall gather themselves to you at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. You see that? Why is it that he blew the trumpet? One of the reasons? So the people can gather themselves and see the man of Elohim. Our people went to the man of Elohim. Why? Because that's Yahweh's messenger. And you're going to learn how to fear Yahweh, how to walk in his ways, how to keep the law, how to be holy on the Sabbath day, at the holy convocation, from the man of Elohim, who said that you should keep the Sabbath day holy. Yahweh, who said that you should have a holy convocation. Yahweh, who said that the man of Elohim shall be his messenger. Yahweh. This is how you're going to know, because Yahweh has his messenger in this holy convocation, teaching his holy word on the Sabbath day. You want to miss that, then you want to miss Yahweh's word. Then our people are still trying to find ways to not claim their holiness. And how are people trying to find ways to not claim their holiness? Because they want to claim that we don't know when the Sabbath is. Or we don't know when any of the holy times are. In any of the holy convocations. In any of anything. Because we're following after some European calendar. Where do you think we learned the truth of Yahweh's seasons? On the Sabbath day. Where do you think we learned the truth of Yahweh's signs, seasons, days, and years? On the Sabbath day. Where are you going to learn about Yahweh's Sabbath day? On the Sabbath day. Said this is the day he used to sanctify Israel, so that you may know that it is Yahweh that does sanctify you. But if we reject this day, what are we? What do we become? What do we call ourselves then? Well, what did Yahweh call those that rejected him? Go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 13th chapter. In Deuteronomy chapter 13, it says in verse 1, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto you, saying, let us go after other Elohim, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Then thou shalt not hearken unto the word of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams. For Yahweh your Elohim proveth you, to know whether you love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after Yahweh your Elohim and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and ye shall serve him and cleave unto him. Well, you're not going to find these false prophets on the Sabbath day telling you to follow Yah. You're going to find them telling you to not keep this day. And let me show you what he calls these type of people. Let's see. Let's, in the same chapter, start at verse 12. It says, if thou shalt hear, say in one of the cities, one of thy cities, which Yahweh the Elohim giveth thee to dwell there, saying, certain men, the children of Belial, are gone out from among you, and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go serve other Elohim, which ye have not known. You see what he called them? The children of Belial. The people in Belial is a low man, is a rebel, is a wicked man, is somebody that reject the Most High. And they withdrawn the inhabitants of the city, saying, let us go serve other deities. Let us go after other powers. Let us go follow other words of other deities. Let us go listen to somebody else. Let's go listen to me instead of Yah. That's what they're saying. And Yahweh didn't even call them the children of Israel. He called them the children of Belial. He said in verse 14, then shalt thou inquire and make search and ask diligently, and behold, if it be true and the thing certain that such abomination is wrought among you, thou shalt surely smite the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly, and all that is therein, and the cattle thereof with the edge of the sword. This is what you do with the children of Belial. Because the children of Belial don't serve the Most High. And if you was in the Holy Land, we can't even allow the children of Belial to breathe. Today, we're scattered throughout the world where they don't keep the law of Yahweh. You go and kill a child of Belial today, which will be a lot of people, you're gonna get in trouble. You're going to get in deep trouble. But these is who Yahweh called the people that rebel against him, the children of Belial. You won't even be mentioned to be a child of Yahweh if you turn away from the Most High. How can you say you walk with Yah and you're not keeping the Sabbath day? How can you say you're a son of Yah if you don't do what he did? Which is rest. Which is stop doing your own thing. And keep the holy convocation in all your dwellings. Then you have certain of us that let us know, hey, how you know when it is? Well, it's the servant of Yah that is teaching when it is. It's the servant of Yah that is telling you that it is the seventh day of the week. But then people want to follow after the moon. And then they start and they follow the moon in the sense of they make that when the week begins. Not, you know, you got some people that use the moon for their months, but you got some people that use the moon for when their week begins. Just like today, we declared that this is the day of the new month. You have some people that will take the day of the new month and what they call the new moon, and they'll say, this is the first day of the week. You know, I know that tomorrow is the Sabbath day. Some people will say, because this is the day of the new month, in 7 days will be the Sabbath day. So you know what will happen, right? Let's count this out now. Let's just say last Shabbat was a Shabbat. And now it's 6 days later. Today is 6 days later. But this is the day of the new month. So tomorrow, which will be the seventh day, they're not going to keep the Shabbat. They're going to go past that. They're going to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So they're going to skip a whole Sabbath and go to another one, which ain't even a Sabbath. They'll keep it on like the sixth day or the fifth day. And they done skipped the whole Sabbath day. And where's that in the word of the Most High? Nowhere. Yahweh didn't say in the beginning he made the moon. Yahweh didn't say in the beginning the first thing he made was the moon. And then he made the day. That's not what Yahweh said. So we understand and we know that the Sabbath day is the seventh day of the week. And the week is something that can't be changed. You can't change the week. You can't make the week start on the fourth day or on the third day or on the second day. The week starts on the first day. In the scriptures. So we don't have to wonder, is it? We know that it's the seventh day because that's what Yahweh said it is. The seventh day, especially when your best argument to that is, let's skip the seventh day. We're not skipping any Sabbath day because Yahweh's Sabbath day is a set time. It's a set time. And lastly, go to the book of Ezekiel. And in the book of Ezekiel, the 46th chapter, the first verse, it says, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath day it shall be open, and in the new month, in the day of the new month, it shall be opened, and the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate. And the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings, and he shall out at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut the evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yahweh in the Shabbats or the Sabbaths and in the new months. This is what we're going to do. Now, this is what we did yesterday, and this is what we're going to do tomorrow. Worship Yahweh in a holy convocation on the Sabbath day and on the new months. So we praise the mighty Yah because this is what Yahweh has used to show us that it is Yahweh that has sanctified us. It's Yahweh that make us holy, and it's the Sabbath day that he has used to bring us to that fact. If he didn't give us the Sabbath day, then you wouldn't know that you're holy. You wouldn't know that it was Yahweh that made you holy. You wouldn't know Yahweh. So don't let the Christian religion, the Muslim religion, the atheists and the whatever theists, in the Hebrews that don't believe in Yah's word, don't let anybody ever tell you something that Yahweh never told you. And Yahweh never told you that his day ain't holy. Yahweh never said that the Sabbath is not holy. Yahweh said the Sabbath is holy. It's a holy day. He said, call the Sabbath holy. When did he ever tell you not to call it holy? And this is the day that Yahweh has chose to be a sign between the children of Israel and Yahweh himself so that we may know that it is Yahweh that does sanctify us. So until tomorrow, which is the Sabbath day, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do we at the house of Israel. Hallelujah.